This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. The Vietnamese health minister has discovered a new coronavirus variant that is a hybrid of strains first found in India and the UK. Scientists examined the genetic makeup of that virus that had infected some recent patients and found the new versions of it. Lab tests suggested it might spread more easily than other versions of COVID-19. Viruses often develop special and small genetic changes as they reproduce, and new variants of the coronavirus have been seen almost since it was first detected in China in late 2019. The World Health Organization has listed four global variants of concern, two first found in the UK and India, plus ones identified in South Africa and Brazil. Vietnam was initially a standout success in battling the coronavirus. In early May, it had recorded just over 3,100 confirmed cases and 35 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Thousands of Brazilians took to the streets of Sao Paulo on Saturday to protest against the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro. Chanting and holding up signs, protesters marched from one area in downtown calling for the impeachment of Bolsonaro and criticizing the way he has handled the coronavirus pandemic. So far, more than 460,000 people in Brazil have died as a result of the virus. The protests were formed by different social movements, including left-wing parties as well as unions. There were also calls from other demonstrators for further rights for Black, Indigenous people and women in the country. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former Army Green Beret sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for spying for Russia has filed paperwork seeking to withdraw his guilty plea. Peter Debbins of Gainesville, Virginia, filed the handwritten motion earlier this week from his jail cell in Alexandria, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. He gave no reason for doing so, but the filing came less than 2 weeks after he was sentenced to 188 months in prison for violating the Federal Espionage Act. The sentence he received was significantly longer than the five-year term his lawyer had requested. Prosecutors say Debbins has no basis for withdrawing his plea, and Debbins' own attorney filed papers seeking to negate his motion. UK newspapers have reported that Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée Carrie Simmons married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London. The Mail on Sunday and The Sun said the couple wed at the Roman Catholic Westminster Cathedral in front of a small group of friends and family. Johnson's office declined to comment. Under the current coronavirus restrictions in England, weddings can be attended by a maximum of 30 people. Johnson, who was 56, and 33-year-old Simmons announced their engagement in February of 2020. And they do have a son together, one-year-old Wilford. The marriage would be Simmons' first and Johnson's third. The remains of 215 children, some as young as three, have been found buried on the site of what was once Canada's largest Indigenous residential school. First Nations Chief Roseanne Casimir says that the remains were confirmed last weekend with the help of ground-penetrating radar. And more bodies may remain to be found. An early report by a Truth and Reconciliation Commission detailed harsh mistreatment inflicted on Indigenous children in the institutions. It said that at least 3,200 children had died amid abuse and neglect, and it also said that it had reports of at least 51 deaths at Kamloops School alone between the years 1915 and 1963. In the U.S., more cities and states are shrugging off lingering COVID-19 restrictions as vaccination rates rise and the number of infections fall. Massachusetts lifted its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses Saturday. In New York City and Chicago, officials reopened public beaches. And other states like Minnesota, Virginia, and New Jersey have recently lifted their restrictions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.